This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 28th of November, 2024. You know what that means? That means go and hide your turkeys. It's turkey and ham and turkey day today. For me, it is sides day. Thanksgiving is important for me because this is when all of the yummy, scrummy, creative sides come out, right? You're like turkey and ham. Anyway, you know the Rastaman tell me, if it's swimming in gravy, it could be fish. If it's swimming in gravy, it could be fish. But the point is, I like sides. Also, I can't call it Thanksgiving Day because I have representatives from St. Barnabas Anglican Church in studio with me. They're going to be joining us a little later in the conversation, but you know, giving day, right? There's an entire culture around Thanksgiving in the church, which is separate from the United States of America Thanksgiving culture, right? And so not only is the church giving thanks every day, but there's a particular time of the year that the church does Thanksgiving. So we're going to call it Thankful for Ham and Turkey and Sides Day today. Now, look here. I like to always focus on structural reform versus charity. I'm going to say this. If you see a politician serving charity today, ask them when you're going to have structural reform on the menu. Because we don't need sides. Politicians don't need to give us sides. Politicians need to give us the meat. Right? Anyway, I am awaiting the Director of Communications from the Office of the Prime Minister to join us via Zoom this morning. I think he is going to address some of the elements of the statement, the speech given by the Prime Minister yesterday in the House of Assembly in response to the United States District Court, Southern District of New York, indictment regarding Bahamian nationals and officials. Producer, he's there? Okay, he is not there yet. Let's check the phone line and see if that is him calling in. I see the phone line is lighting up. Let me introduce my guests from St. Barnabas. They are here to promo one of their regular annual events that's taking place this weekend. Good morning. Please introduce yourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to introduce myself to the Radio Bahamas and to Guardian Radio, the best talk show radio listening people in the Bahamas. My name is Father Chester Burton. I'm the assistant priest at St. Barnabas on Wolf Road and Blue Road, the Mecca, where everyone goes and attends for worship experience.
Now listen, this is a central hub for the Hannah Hasty Tynes family.
Amen.
And one thing about Anglicanism, when I was being confirmed, my father reminded me, look here, you was born an Anglican and you could die an Anglican. You could go play with the Methodist people and lend them your talent, but remember your community, right? And I will never forget that. So much so that the St. Barnabas family saw me and they picked me up and they hugged me up. And they say, oh, you know, you just go to this church now, eh? Okay, then. And that is a beautiful thing to have. Now, tell me. In fact, hold on, one more thing. I'm thankful for St. Barnabas because St. Barnabas listeners reach out to me and say, hey, you could add a segment called, like, Thankful Thursdays, where we create a space to give thanks. And so I give thanks for the St. Barnabas community and the openness that they exemplify and extend to everybody that comes within their reach. I said, good morning. All right, ma'am?
Good morning. I'm Joanne Brown Hamilton.
Yeah.
I worship at St. Barnabas on Wolf and Blue Hill Roads, where we've been exalting the divine since 1929. We are the church filled with encouragers. This was an encourager.
There you go. I want you all to know they literally live in the message.
You certainly are.
I want to say good morning to Tira, Hannah Sweeting,
yes,
and Mrs.
Yes.
Carol Hannah.
Yes.
They are the example of the encouragers, and in such a beautiful way. So these guys are here to talk about their raffle that's taking place this weekend. And I want you all to stay tuned, because some of these raffles this year had $5,000 prize. $5,000 prize. Do I still have time to get my ticket?
Yes, you do. Because you didn't buy one when you was at Harbor Bay. I remember that.
I mean, I only...
You can buy a book. A book is $100. I know you can afford it. Thankful Thursday.
Yeah, look at
Aaron Green is going to buy a book.
Look at God. We can see what we could do. Let's go to the phone line producer as we open the show. Good morning, caller. And like I said, we are awaiting the arrival of the Director of Communications to begin that portion of the conversation. How are you doing this morning? Caller, you there? Oh, we missed that caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, my Foxalian compadre.
Good morning, morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Yes, this is a Thanksgiving. Which one is king of the table? The white meat or the dark meat during Thanksgiving?
Listen, first of all, I just thankful you invited me to your house for Thanksgiving dinner, because you know I didn't cook all that food for myself. And I like it. For me, it is the dark meat. Right? There's a misnomer that the white meat is the king of the table. But in my Mitchell household, they is fight over the dark meat, man. What's your favorite?
White meat.
Why? Oh, okay, no, better yet. How do you prepare your turkey?
Me? Mommy's cook it.
See, I'll eat the white meat if you give me, like, you take the butter and you rub the, you know, you mix the butter with the thyme, and the you go in the yard and pick the broadleaf thyme and the oregano. You get your bay leaf, right? And then you melt all the herbs down in the butter. You put the bay leaf in, and then you extract it. You ain't gonna mix it up. And then you rub down under the skin of the turkey with butter and inject the turkey with liquid to make it juicy. If you do that, I will eat the turkey breast, but in my household, we fight over the dark meat. What's your favorite side?
I'll say stuffing.
What type of stuffing?
I'll say stuffing with... I just like stuffing.
Me too. I like stuffing with conch and crawfish in it.
I just don't like raisins and coleslaw.
Now listen, why are you hitting on the people who have sugar? The people who have sugar is put raisin in coleslaw so they could live this good life along with the rest of us.
No, people who can't cook is put raisin in coleslaw.
I mean, technically, some of them can't cook. But this is a slur. It's an aspersion. We can't be casting that on our raisin brothers and sisters. Some of them have real reasons why they put raisins in the coleslaw, and some of them think it adds color like parsley.
No, they like to put raisin in coleslaw because they don't go on immigration bus.
Now, let me ask you a question. It may be sensitive. Is your mother cooking your Thanksgiving dinner this year?
No, her birthday is today. I'd like to say happy birthday to Rosita Duvalier for my son, Anthony.
Yes, absolutely. So where are you taking her for Thanksgiving lunch or dinner so I could meet you all there?
Okay, my sister's carrying her to Wild Thyme.
Beautiful, beautiful. Miss Duvalier, we say have a beautiful birthday on this Thanksgiving day. Look at your children and tell them, look at God. My birthday... Thank you so much, caller.
Okay.
Have a great day. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Wonderfully happy turkey day. And good morning to all of my St. Barnabas crew.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tira. Sweetie, how are you?
That's not her in this studio.
This is Joanne.
This is the other encourager.
Oh, this is Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, how you doing?
I am wonderful. This is Marvin Johnson.
Marvin, what you say?
Hey, radio.
The last Valley Boy.
You know when I hear St. Barnabas Crew, I got to jump on board.
Of course. We go way back from at the Pink Church.
Thank you, but Boys Brigade, Captain Henry Curry and Miss Albrea.
That's it.
But anyway, I'm hearing great, Miss Green. How come you ain't happy? What part of the turkey I like?
What part of the turkey you like, sir?
I like the chicken neck and the bungee. The turkey neck and the bungee.
I can be honest with you. I'm not ashamed to say that perhaps I like them, too.
Yeah,
perhaps
exactly.
I like them, too.
With stuffing. The rest of the turkey, you're not going to have them. And then that little piece of the breast, leave over. Give me that. Because I can slice that thin, and I can make turkey sandwich with that. How that sound?
Absolutely. This is what I look at. Marvin, we need a school to teach man how to make soup.
Soup?
Soup. S-O-U-P.
Where'd that come from?
Because, first of all, because I hear nobody say my favorite part of the turkey is the bone when it finished so I could make my soup
put
some ham in
that,
it and some dumplings in it and some cassava in it and some potato and sweet potato in it, yeah.
We just keep that. That's what we said, but Mama taught us how to take them bone, put them in the fridge. They'll die to make the soup. What you talking about, Aaron Grant?
But this one, I just was waiting for somebody to say it. But the second part is this. I believe if we teach young men how to make soup, we could create a tremendous shift in personal development. Because when a man know how to make soup, he's confident that he could feed his family.
Well, Joanne could jump on. We're the best soup makers. What you talking about?
Why y'all ain't making this? Oh, I forget y'all married. I knew a fisherman. He used to catch a fish that is like a trash fish. And he used to give it to us, and it's a very nice tasting fish. When his wife found out he was giving away fish,
I can go right now.
Don't you dare give it away. I believe that's what's happening with y'all man in this soup, because y'all don't cook it and share it.
I could go right back. I hear you're supposed to be bringing on some special guests, but let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
There is just like when hurricane traveling in the area, and they say, boy, listen to the Bahamas Meteorological Station, and the Bahamians say, not me. I can listen to Miami. Then we don't want to hear nothing from these politicians over here no more. We can listen to New York. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Take care, Marvin.
Listen, sometimes people just throw a little hot ember into the room to make sure that you know you're alive, right? Marvin, we're going to cut that sentiment down because I found that more Bahamians are tuned into American politics than they are Bahamian governance. And we need to shift that. We need to see ourselves as owners in our own political landscape. But we ain't talking that type of politics today. We're talking the politics of who's going to win. At St. Barnabas, we're going to go to the phone line and come right back. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Cutts.
Morning, how you do?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning to your guest.
Good morning.
See, I had to call when I hear y'all talking about soup. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm a super.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a foodie. I'm a super.
I got you.
I think the best soups are done, like you say, after the holidays when you could use that turkey bone.
Mm-hmm.
That and on a normal day, a nice pea soup and dumpling.
Yeah.
But with that turkey bone, see, for me, I'm an adventist, so I don't do all the other stuff. But for my soup, my turkey bone, a nice good bit of salt beef, and all those other stuff along with the whole corn chop up kind of small.
Yeah.
And you could add some oxtail or some short ribs in that for me.
Okay. That's fancy. When you said Seventh-day Adventist, I can tell you, if you take the salmon skin, right, and fry it down, you could recreate, could recreate the sentiment of the pork in the soup.
I want to give thanks. I don't feel the salmon too tough because salmon kind of just put weight on me, so I stay away from salmon.
I got you.
But yeah, I do that to my salt beef. I cut off a bit of the fat of the salt beef and fry it nice and dry to get that flavor.
Absolutely. Thank you. Before you go, you're gone. Good morning. Good
morning.
Morning.
I hear you talking about food. I thought about the turkey neck by one woman I know named Una Bailey. She's good at it.
Sir, how you know I was just about to give thanks to Una Bailey for frying down the salmon and the rice when all her little rasta and vegan...
I go into her now and tell her to fix me some turkey neck.
How you
she
know...
She fixed the best turkey neck this part of the globe.
And I can take your word because you make the best frittabatta I ever taste. I may not be able to return to some family islands for saying that, but I believe it's true, sir.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Yes, sir.
I have a reason to give thanks. I thank God that he made me a Bahamian.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I'm still proud to be a Bahamian.
Absolutely. No, sir, and I think that's a part of it, right? That we understand that elements of society are going to go astray, but it is those that hold firm that make us proud to be Bahamians. Even when we slip ourselves, right? There's a beacon to hold on to say...
Of course, we must not lose faith in ourselves.
Yes, sir.
And most of our institution, the majority of the people do well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, though, for lifting the consciousness of our people. And tell your auntie I say I want some turkey neck.
Oh, trust me, I can tell her. And I want thank you, sir, Reverend Simeon Hall. Thank you very much. And in that vein, I want to say thank you to, I know I can get this wrong, because it's not Holy Cross. It's the church in Ridgeland Park. Christ the King. They have some women in that church. The Sands family. Marina Sands Young, rest in peace. She died a few years ago, is a member of that family. Tata Soup people, I give thanks. I give thanks for them. Because you know what they did? They created a model for Bahamian people. You learn how to cook. Serve people. You need to raise money. Serve them by feeding them. And feeding them good food. Put all your love in it. Put half your foot in it. Right? And all your prayers in it. But you say we give thanks. But in particular, that family and that church community support the Anglican Church with their services when needed. Because they know how to cook soup. Okay. We're going to go to this caller. And then we're going to get into the prizes. Because we ain't talk about what the prizes are yet for the St. Barnabas raffle that is taking place this Saturday, November 30th. And the drawing is taking place at?
On the grounds, church grounds, November 30th.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron, and your guest.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
In the Bahamas, living the American dream.
How you know?
We must try deep-fried turkey in peanut oil. That is the best turkey I've ever tasted. If you Google deep-fried turkey, it's a part you buy. And it's hooked up to a gas tank.
Yeah, you have to do it outside.
Put it up with peanut oil.
Yeah.
That turkey is delicious. But Aaron,
yeah,
pretty much the only one in the Caribbean living the American dream.
I mean, it's understandable.
Like TV is so influential. We are in the Bahamas celebrating Black Friday. We're celebrating Thanksgiving because of TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we are, like, special.
Okay.
I mean, we get to live the American dream. Like, nobody else in the Caribbean does this like us.
Okay, a part of it is cultural imperialism, right? Our proximity to the U.S.
Yes, makes TV, us, TV,
yeah,
TV,
makes us
TV,
vulnerable.
TV all night.
But cousin, here's another important part that we must acknowledge. Many believe Bahamian and American. Like if I tell you all my family members that are actually American.
Listen. My granddaddy had five brothers who went to the contract and stayed.
Right.
But their children became Black Americans.
Yeah.
But we all go over there like shopping and back and forth, but we get to live this luxury life because I can't explain it because most of us went up to school there.
Exactly right, and so our experiences, they extend beyond nationalism. They extend beyond the political construct of nationality. Nationality divides us, but there are other elements of our lived experiences that show us that we are the same. A part of it is our familial experience, right? The experience of migration, not just the experience of culture. But this is a beautiful thing because it is a benefit to be able to live amongst and with other cultures. There are so many lessons to be gleaned to edify ourselves and others. Anyway, I just giving thanks today, man. I giving thanks today, and I giving thanks today because I know somebody going to call me. You have to pay for it, but come get it. You guys stay tuned. We're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers,
for window decals, reading cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bensley Lampkin. I have two 13 by 23 semi-high gloss and selling for $214 a square foot before VAT. Now, one of these, namely CB2093, has a unique design that gives the illusion of laid stone, the unevenness of the stone sidewalks of Europe. But it's only an illusion. While they look like stone, they offer much more continuity. I'd ask Pender if he'd been to How to Talk Good School while he were away. Anyhow, come to Pender Town and have a look at his new collection, starting at $214 a square foot before VAT.
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shock you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Again, I'm with the Director of Communications in studio to discuss, I presume, the Prime Minister's statements and to expound and expand on some of the points that he made in that statement. I guess we're going to arrange that for another day. I have some texts, and when I'm done with the texts, we're going to get into the details of the St. Barnabas raffle. Good morning. Why does the Director of Communications have to come behind Davis to discuss the indictment? The opportunity was yesterday in the HOA when the elected officials could have addressed the issues. But instead, they ran out of the HOA like a bunch of, the word here is imbeciles. Well, what this opportunity would have provided, right? It would have provided an opportunity for the listening audience to send questions in via text or to speak directly to Mr. Ramming to ask their own questions about what they heard in the statement, right? That's one of the opportunities. A second opportunity is the Prime Minister was limited, right, in his time and couldn't expound and expand on particular elements of the statement or speech at the time. And then, and Mr. Ramming perhaps could do. And thirdly, it gives us an opportunity to provide for the Office of the Prime Minister questions that we think need to be addressed at a later date. And so while it may be frustrating, we take every opportunity to glean and garner as much as we can from our state actors and officials. Another texter says, why do we need to hear from anyone in the PM's office if it's not an announcement of an immediate resignation? They are clearly going to do nothing to us everything we need to know. Great show as usual, Miss Green. People need to get Kane, who can't cook, and selling Thanksgiving dinner for $100. Yes, definitely selling Thanksgiving for $100. I don't know if that's making sense. Now, the people need to get Kane, who can't cook, part. No. People who selling food and can't cook. Like, you know you can't cook. Don't sell the food. Eat it yourself. Or don't eat it yourself, right? But don't make me pay for it. But that leads me to another point, is the point I made earlier. Like, I think that we have a moral and ethical duty as community members to ensure that young people know how to feed themselves and know how to feed themselves with what is available in their environment, which is why I'm such a big advocate and proponent of soup. Another text says, Aaron, we are done with the spin zone of OPM and Ramming crew. I prefer them when they speak in versus not speaking. I prefer them when they're speaking versus not speaking, and then that gives us an opportunity to organize ourselves based on what it is they say. We don't want to speak with ramming. We want the prime minister. Texter, thank you for that text. Okay. Remember, it's a thankful Thursday. On this Thanksgiving Day, we're talking to Father from St. Barnabas Church. Their raffle is taking place this Saturday, November 30th. What time is the drawing?
9 o'clock. 9 p.m. So 9 p.m. the tickets will be drawn. And as persons have been questioning, we'll have the drawing. There will be calls made out to the persons who are winners, and it'll be published in the Tribune and, of course, in the Guardian. That's allowed us some good airtime. And so those persons who are cha-ching, have tickets in their hand and want to purchase tickets, our locations are as follows. We have the car, the new brand Kia Sonet. It's at the old Reef, the Reef restaurant in Berlin. Pass right by there. You'll see the car with the bow on it and the balloons. And also the tent
I could go touch my car. Right, I mean, not now, touch it. I could look at it.
In the spirit. Stay in the spirit.
I could touch it with my eyes.
Hallelujah. It's yours. We have locations at Bahamas Fire and Welding, Lewis Harbor Bay, Quality Home Center. I was at Quality Home Center this morning. And I'll go back there after the interview.
Prince Charles or Carmichael?
Carmichael Road. Okay. Southwest Plaza, Lowe's. Extra Value this afternoon. Extra Value. Right behind us, the food store where all the poor people shop.
Because of good prices. And a couple of Hannahs work there as well, I must say.
And so there's numerous locations. If you want a ticket, you can actually call me or call the radio station right now. Talk to Aaron, and I will definitely drive wherever you are to give you a ticket or even a book of tickets.
So the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720.
But besides the ticket, I know we all want that vehicle, that new vehicle.
Yeah.
But we have other prizes might interest you, because we have those for two. Yes, that's on the ticket. Or two nights, 3 days at Peace and Plenty in Exuma, Georgetown, Exuma. Two nights, 3 days, Bahama. Also, two nights, 3 days at Comfort Suites.
Nice.
Yes. They have a lot of activities.
Look at that.
Come buy the ticket. But besides the raffle, you know, you gotta come to the fair because we have a lot.
Hold on. Raffle and a fair. Yes.
Don't forget the fair. You know, St. Barnabas people from back then, from 1929. We talking about food. We talking about soup. St. Barnabas people could cook.
All you have to say is hoopla.
We have bingo. We have in dominoes, and we have the all-time supper sale.
Mm-hmm.
Everything there.
Look here.
They putting their foot in it.
Go find Miss Wallace from Epiphany Church. You would make them fritters at Epiphany Church. Oh, my goodness. That they had to see.
And we have a section even for the children.
Yes.
Bouncy Castle. We have Mrs. Claus is coming. The Grinch is coming. Popcorn. Cotton candy.
Junkanoo. Who are we?
The Saxons could be there for 3 o'clock. And the Valley Boys.
Listen, while y'all rushing, I could be in the Bouncing Castle. Yeah, don't throw me out y'all fair.
Yes. Snow cone. Popcorn. Sushi for those people who might not want the old time supper. Chicken
somebody will be out there doing sushi. Uh-huh. Look here, for the person out there doing sushi, you want to wow them. I saw something online last night because sometimes when my American friends don't have nothing to do, they just get creative. So the guy, he crisp up the skin. He took the skin and he put it on his sushi mat. And then they do mashed potatoes, but then I would take the peas and rice. And that's the skin, then the peas and rice. Mm. And then I'm going to put the stuff in. And then I'm going to put the turkey or the ham or the fish, right? Or the whatever you... And then you put a little bit of cranberry in the middle and then you roll it up like a sushi roll. And then you dip it in the gravy and you cut it like a sushi roll and you dip it on the gravy.
That tastes good.
I'm telling you, I would pay $5 for 3 pieces of...
That tastes good.
A Thanksgiving sushi.
My stomach feel it.
Yeah, yeah, Okay, 4 car tires.
Yes.
Look at God.
Amen.
If y'all catch me on this road with my 4 new tires, just know I ain't hitting brakes.
Just road.
A mobile device, $300 in laundry services. Oh, my goodness. That's
can't
a
beat that.
Yeah, man. A $300 gas voucher. Now, could I win two? Like if I win the car, but and I win the gas voucher at the same time?
Listen, if you buy 100 tickets, that means you have 100 chances to win.
And God says, sure. You may say, okay, I'm going to give it to my cousin.
Yeah, absolutely. I got one cousin who needs a car right now. I wouldn't mind when I may have to buy a book for real. I mean, sorry, I don't know why I said a book.
That's God.
Look at the Lord. Look at the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Bank, I
that,
need
came from, that came, that download from speaking. The spirit realm.
I need an overdraft. Okay, so 5-day Carnival Caribbean cruise for two. Round trip airline tickets for two to Miami. Mm-hmm. Includes airfare, hotel, and car. 2 nights, 3 days stay at Peace and Plenty Hotel, plus dinner for two. Includes round trip ticket for one. Oh, my goodness.
There's some good prizes.
Yes. Two nights and 3 days at Airbnb Old Bite Cat Island.
Can't beat it.
2 nights, 3 days stay at the Retreat Hotel, Rock Sound, Eleutra. Yeah. And look here, if I win one of them, you know what I'm doing? Yeah. I'm putting all my camping gear together.
You going camping?
Okay, I'm going to Airbnb. Like, if you in Cat Island, you got to go to the Hermitage site and camp there. Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual experience.
To watch the sun rise at that spot. Mm-hmm. I was able to do that at Y2K that new year. Mm-hmm. In the new year, we were able to do that. Beach day experience for 200-pound cylinder gas refill.
All this cooking you're doing, you need that gas.
Yes, that absolutely. Yes. Okay, these are wonderful prizes. These.
And you know, tickets by the church too. Wolf and Blue Hill Road.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So you could stop at the church at any time to pick up tickets. Yes. So, is this the Church's St. Barnabas's major fundraiser for the year?
It's the closing of our, we're celebrating 95 years of being witnessed in our community.
95th year anniversary, and this ends the year of celebrations.
Yes.
Okay.
From the establishment of the church in 1929, with some of our core members who started the church, our bazaar, they call it a bazaar, was a fixture. And so it was a means of them raising money because, you know, because of Old Hill and because of culture back then, a lot of people didn't have money and wealth like that. And so we had to stick together to do anything they wanted to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And so we at St. Barnabas have taken the baton and continued to carry it. And what we have here is an inner city church. So we do a lot of outreach. So you have persons coming in asking for help with food, help with clothing, and we don't want to turn people away. St. Barnabas is an open door. Mm-hmm. So find yourself out of being a rector. It is an open door church. So you come in, you make yourself a part of the ministry. Awesome ministries to be a part of. As Joanna Hamilton, she's in charge of the parish youth council. And so there are many dynamics of our parish. And so this fair is not just for us to put our money in the bank and say, oh, yeah, we have money. Mm-hmm. But outreach in terms of ensuring the school, preschool mm-hmm. at the particular church. So it's the Della Wilson and Stanley Wilson Preschool. And so we house about 2,000 young persons, training them for the future. And so it's outreach mm-hmm. in terms of social outreach, in terms of educational outreach. And we do a lot of programs geared towards helping the community. Not just saying we are here in a church and the mecca of this community, but we doing things to help us out and help persons in the community out. And so our church reaches far and wide.
Mm-hmm. I know that Hannah Sweeting either assists with or runs a small, like a senior citizen
yes.
program. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know about it. I never been because every time I ask, she say, ain't no more seats on the bus, you know, green. I'm so sorry you can't come out with us. Mm-hmm. I know they be having fun. Yes. Field trips
yes.
and
yes.
other types of activities yes. as well.
And now they have active youth ministries as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like Father Burton says, you know, these funds are not for the church, but it's for our social outreach.
For the church's work.
And yes. youth development as well. Very yeah. important.
Absolutely.
Our rector, Father Bain, he wants to keep the youth engaged in our church.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about retention.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are fortunate, St. Barnabas, where our parish youth council, we have a budget.
All right.
We could do youth programs.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, I see one of your partners who... where you are selling tickets is Quality Home Center, right?
Yes, yes.
If you know St. Barnabas Church, then you will understand what I'm saying when I say it. St. Barnabas Church got one tree in their property that just have so much value. And I want St. Barnabas to be able to extract as much value from that tree as possible. And we see these trees all over the place, but we have not really fully introduced them into our culinary. The preparation can be a little complicated, multi-parted, right? So I want to reach out and say the Quality Home Center right now, look here, I need you to order my St. Barnabas brothers and sisters 2 deli slices. So whenever that breadfruit tree, because I don't ever stop producing, whenever it push out breadfruit, they could collect their breadfruit and they could prepare and store their breadfruit, right? So that they could sell it to community members. It could be available for their food pantry to give to community members. But when it comes time to go into the church fair, right? Because the church fair is in avocado season. And in St. Barnabas, in avocado town. So imagine breadfruit chips with avocado available, guacamole at the church fair. Mm-hmm. The tree is prolific. Mm-hmm. We just need some partners to come down.
Yeah, and some people might say it's not sufficient parking space, but however.
They got the overflow lot.
They have overflow BBL, parking.
And also social services.
Yeah. Social services.
There's 3 extra lots outside of the church lot available.
Come on, so, you know, it's a family affair. Mm. We have something for the children, we have something for the young people, and we have something for the older people.
Security well enforced.
Security well enforced.
And something for the community as
Yes, and you can get your poinsettias as well, because they have a garden booth club. We have a very active garden club.
When we come back from the break, we're going through all of the vendors that are going to be there, because I get a $4 daiquiri that was strawberry and local mango, the hairy kind that's nice for daiquiri. For $4, I was impressed and excited. I will hear who come into St. Barnabas Raffle and Bazaar. We're going to a break, you guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One in every 4 Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and 2 administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shocked you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with long.
Right, we gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We were awaiting the arrival of the Director of Communications from the Office of the Prime Minister to discuss some of the elements of the big story yesterday. Unfortunately, he has not arrived, but that's okay because it's a thankful Thursday. And we doing a thankful Thursday on Thanksgiving Day, and we have St. Barnabas in the house. We're promoting their upcoming raffle and bazaar. 95 years St. Barnabas is celebrating in the Bahamas, St. Barnabas Anglican Church and in the community. What's the name? What's the name of the community y'all are in?
That would be we are bordering Bandung and Grantstown, and also a part of St. Barnabas and Anglestown.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. but that so that's
you have ties within.
Yeah. Are y'all in the area they call Black Village?
Yeah, yes. Right across the road from Black Village.
Our neighbors.
Yeah, there you go. Across the road from y'all. Yeah. The history is so rich in these communities, right? And one way, like if you're interested in the history, what into that the church communities that are there, right? You get into St. Barnabas and you learn the history of that area. Like I want to know who planted that breadfruit tree. Who was responsible for putting? No, because breadfruit tree, that's like a food pantry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is like a food pantry. Okay. Text that came in. This one says, Aaron, don't make me laugh. The PM of the Bahamas is, quote, limited in the time he has, close quotes, to address the biggest national security concern since Island for Sale. If the PM said he's going down by the dump 3 a.m. tomorrow and will make a statement, which news outlet would suck their teeth and say waste of time? I mean, if it were me, I may send a drone. Now you send a drone because, you know, that's all. I sent a drone. The time for the PM to send a signal was yesterday, and he said, quote, two people arrested in the U.S. is not necessarily a matter of critical importance. Hold on, Texter. I read the speech last night. I copied and pasted it, and I went through it. I don't remember that part there. I don't remember this part you have in the parentheses, because I have a feeling I would have highlighted that in my notes if I had seen that. The text says, he said, quote, two people arrested in the U.S. is not necessarily a matter of critical importance, close quotes. In this moment, Texter, I'm going to refuse to believe he said that. I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm just saying I have to refuse to believe that, not just because I didn't see it in, I don't recall seeing it in the statement as I went through it last night, but we know that it's not, you know, it's not just two ordinary people. They're not ordinary people, so I, too, expected more. I am extremely concerned about the decision to suspend the House until December 4th. I, too, am concerned. And what we do is we keep our eyes and ears open. We stay vigilant. And we demand clarity in the state's speech and actions. Good morning, Aaron, on this thankful Thursday. Ask my six-year-old what he's most thankful for today. I thought my boy was going to say, Mommy, my boy said he's thankful for doing great in school. Yes. Dear parents, see, this is a part of the why. Children need your energy. They need your confidence, right? They need you to instill confidence in them that they will get it eventually, even if they're not getting it in this moment. But that requires parents to be confident. And not just to say you're confident, and not just you to use the right the weight of the authority of a hand. Oh, I'd slap you if you don't get it right. But real confidence, right? Because you hear what this little boy said? He's thankful for doing great in school. You could imagine the sense of self and confidence that having a good achievement in school gives this child. As parents, let us do our best to support them. If you don't know the answer, find somebody who does. Producer, let's go to the phone line. I was with I have a Bahamian friend who married a French man. They came to the Bahamas. I went with my cousin. We went into, I think, Pierdale to play backgammon. And I brought the French guy with me. When he heard people speaking French, he was like, okay. When one of the residents realized that this white man he saw speaks French and is French, he asked him in French, would you be willing to speak to my daughter in standard French for a little bit so she could hear it, right? And he said, no problem, of course. See, that guy took a risk, he took a chance.
Yes.
Seized an opportunity to give his child something that she would not necessarily get otherwise. We need parents to be that confident, to seize opportunities for your children. And again, even if you don't know it, find someone who does to help them, because that sense of self is so important. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning to your guests, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, I love the Anglican fairs, boy, and things, because I really is Baptist, and our fairs is be boring. But I get hooked up to the Anglican fairs through my late uncle, the late Warren Rule. Okay. And their fairs have libations. That's what I like about their fairs.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I like. I'm boring.
Hoopla and libations.
Libations, yes, yeah, libations.
So I can hang right there and have me a nice cold Guinness. Or yes. Give me a Grey Goose and pink lemon and pink grapefruit. You know, and Aaron, I like the white piece of the turkey.
Okay.
And Aaron, today I give him tongues for life and health and strength. Mm-hmm. You know, less than 2 hours before the first game, 3 games all day.
How you know?
And you know, we don't wait for nobody. We have our own businesses. So we just give him tongues for life. And having being in the position would be, and so we like y'all say, I order no expensive food. They telling me these tickets for $40 and $50. My ticket, I patronize in a family, and my ticket only costs $18. So we just eating and watching football all day and give thanks for life.
Absolutely.
Aaron, that's a proof to the world that we could beat a team over 500 and we could play in the cold.
Listen,
so that's a big game tonight. So you all enjoy your Thanksgiving and enjoy the rest of the day.
Look here, we did well last week. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful we have a chance to do well this week. And I'm thankful that the 49ers have a chance to win this week, even though they lost last week. They lost 38-10 to the Packers. But Packers, I'm thankful we have a chance to show the 49ers what to do with Green Bay Packers. Listen, it's been wonderful. Again, just repeat the locations, Father, where people could get their tickets.
Oh, tickets are being sold as I speak at Quality Home Center on Carmichael Road. The Reef, the Jeep is at the Reef Restaurant. The Old Reef by Clarence St. Bain Building. Lowe's Harbor Bay. Bahamas Fire and Welding on Warren Street. Southwest Plaza, Lowe's. Southwest Plaza, Extra Value. And if you'd want to, you can call the church 323-35995. St. Barnabas Church. And just tell them you want a ticket book or a ticket. And we'll come by and we will give you a ticket. So,
for good food.
Yeah.
Good family fun.
Absolutely.
Hoopla, libations, and the
Dominoes.
Works.
Dominoes.
What you don't see, Oxford. We can have a
and
good
trust
time.
Me, some of y'all say, man, Aaron, some of y'all say, oh, Aaron, fall off. No. Aaron got a cooler now. It's called St. Barnabas Church.
Yes.
Anyway, just to end the show, producer, to run through a couple of texts dead quick. It's true. That quote wasn't in the speech, but he said it as a point of order as a response to Pintard. Thank you very much, Texter. Says, Miss Green, you mean to tell me it is now 48 hours since this indictment news broke to the Bahamian public and the PM of this nation has not identified who the, quote, Bahamian politician is yet? Child, please. Listen, here's the thing. If you're going right now, producer, here's the thing. They would, you know, we want to always remember the presumption of innocence, right? We all, and that's the premise upon which I think the state is not releasing the name. And I will say this. We do acknowledge the presumption of innocence. That's why you're supposed to say the name, and then we will presume they're innocent until they are found guilty. And if not, then we will know, right, that we're going to continue to presume they're innocent. Simple. Mm-hmm. Honesty and transparency and accountability that is needed in this society. And we are relying on those who govern to set the standard and model the Bahamian that is the behavior and model the Bahamian that is required for the good governance of the Bahamas. Let us be thankful today for each other most of all. Amen. And for those who commit to supporting the whole, including the most vulnerable. And that is me, because I ain't in need of pinches. Keep me straight. You guys have a great day and buy your St. Barnabas ticket today for the raffle and go out to the bazaar tomorrow.
On Saturday.
That's right. Today is Thursday.
See,
we was talking football. That's what happened.
Yes,
football. Oh, y'all football people have a good time.